Welcome along to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into something fundamental for navigating life. You know, it's called the four resolves of recovery.
That's right.
And these aren't like strict commandments or anything. Think of them more as a practical map.
A map, exactly, guiding you.
Yeah, guiding us towards living more intentionally. We're looking specifically at preventing, abandoning, cultivating, and maintaining those four key actions from our source material.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is how deep these roots go. Mm-hmm. They connect directly back to Gautama Buddha's core insights about reality.
Okay.
They basically form the blueprint for this thing called the RAFT framework.
RAFT.
Yeah, RAFT. Think of it like a receptacle of awareness, forbearance, and transformation. It's like the boat you build yourself.
Okay, the boat you're building.
And navigate, yeah. To get from, let's say, danger to safety, moving from those unhelpful habits towards real well-being.
That makes sense. And I was struck by something Stephen Batchelor said in The Sources about resolve. He argues it's not really about, you know, brute force willpower.
Right, not muscling through.
No, it's more about creating conditions in your life that naturally lead you to it, kind of reorganizing things inside and out.
Precisely. So your mind, your circumstances, they actually support what you want to do. These resolves become compassionate commitments, really, guiding your energy towards healing.
Okay, that sounds good. But how do we actually do that, like moment to moment?
Well, that's where these two Rahula rules come in. They're super practical.
Rahula.
Yeah, Gautama Buddha's son. These rules show how to apply the teachings day to day. The first one is Rahula Rule 2. Assess while you're doing something.
While you're thinking, speaking, or acting.
Exactly. You ask yourself, pretty simply, is this thought, this word, this action causing harm to me or to others?
Okay.
If the answer is yes, you stop. If no, you carry on. It's really key for that resolve to abandon the unhelpful stuff as it's happening.
Like a real-time course correction.
Kind of like a little mental GPS, yeah.
So you're interrupting the pattern right there, not just feeling bad later. That's the abandoning part. What about the others, like cultivating and maintaining?
Right. That's where the second rule, Rahula Rule 3, fits in. This is the review phase. After the thought, speech, or action.
After it's done.
Yes. You look back and ask, okay, did that cause harm to me or others? If yes, you resolve, okay, not doing that again. You acknowledge what went wrong.
Makes sense.
But if the answer is no, if it didn't cause harm, that confirms it was a wise, helpful action. And that reinforces the good stuff.
So that reflection supports cultivating the good qualities and maintaining them.
Exactly. It helps you build on what works.
So rule two is for abandoning in the moment. Rule three is the review for cultivating and maintaining. It sounds like these two rules together are the practice of right effort we read about.
They really embody it, yes. That fourfold formula from the texts.
Right. It's about consciously redirecting our energy. Let's see if I've got this. We prevent the unskillful by being mindful beforehand, maybe using rule two proactively.
Mm-hmm.
We abandon what's already arisen using rule two in the moment.
Yep. Stop it in its tracks.
Then we cultivate the good stuff we don't have yet and maintain the good stuff we do, both using that reflective rule three.
You've got it. It becomes this continuous, quite deliberate process. You're actively building that RAFT, making it stronger.
So connecting it all up, embracing these four resolves, using these practical rules.
Yeah.
You're basically guiding your life with real intention, real self-awareness.
Precisely. You become the navigator of your own experience, your own RAFT. You're not just, you know, tossed around by habits or whatever's happening outside.
You're shaping things, not just reacting.
That's the core of it.
Becoming the captain of your own RAFT. I like that. And the source material puts it very directly, doesn't it? Just says, check it out for yourself.
Yeah. No dogma, just invitation.
So maybe think about that. How could this moment-to-moment assessment, preventing, abandoning, cultivating, maintaining, how could that actually work in your life? Could it be genuinely transformative, leading towards, you know, a more skillful, balanced way of being? What comes up for you when you think about trying that out right now?